In Touch Ministries.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I have the privilege of pastoring Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida, for almost 25 years now, and been coming to you on WMIE 91.5 FM with the Refresh radio broadcast, and we are now in our fifth year. We've completed 4 years. Doesn't seem like that is possible, but it is possible. It's hard to believe that it has been going that long. But, you know, my wife and I were reflecting over the holidays and thinking back to when we were FaceTiming overseas, and it was like, my goodness, that was 7 years ago. 7 years ago. And time just moves right along. And so here we are in December. I want to say happy birthday and to a very special family member in my life. If they happen to be listening, they're out of state, but hopefully they'll be listening today. I believe today was also Walt Disney's birthday, if I remember right. Don't ask me why that birth date stands out, but it does. And today also marks our first Christmas party of the new year, or of this Christmas season, where we will be attending a Christmas party with several of our pastor friends tonight, and really looking forward to that. It's always nice to get together and have a time of celebration and just kick back and relax a little bit. So I hope that you are planning to spend some time with your family and friends during this holiday season. But I also want to encourage you this. Don't get so frantic about all of the activity that you forget to enjoy the presence of God and the presence of your family members. You know, recently there was someone that passed away, and their last words were, "Too much wasted time, too much wasted time." So don't waste the time that God has given you. Instead, I encourage you to use this Christmas season to be more faithful to Him than you've ever been before. And that's what we're going to be talking about today in the Word of God. We're going to be talking about David. We talk about David for a great number of reasons. We talk about his skill as a shepherd. By the way, I will tell you this. David risked his life to meticulously watch over sheep and rescue them from a lion and rescue them from a bear. And if you contrast that with Saul, Saul was neglectful of the donkeys that he was in charge of. I don't know that there's a spiritual parallel there, but I want to be responsible for taking care of whatever is entrusted to me. I don't want to be neglectful in them to the point that they are lost and other people are having to go find them for me. So David was successful as a warrior, even from a youth. He was successful as a delivery person. He was successful in many of the things that he did. There were some areas he was not good at. He was not good in marital fidelity. He didn't take as good a care of his mighty men as his mighty men took care of him, having had Uriah the Hittite killed so that his unfaithfulness with Bathsheba would not be demonstrated. But before that, okay, before we get to that, he was a glorious king. He knew what it was like to ask for forgiveness. But before that, he was a servant under Saul. And whenever Saul gave him assignment, he went out and he accomplished it. In fact, there were many times that Saul sent him out on assignments that he thought for sure would result in David's demise, but instead David came back very successful. Saul was threatened by David because of his success, and because the Spirit of the Lord was with David, and Saul, because of his own sin, had rejected the commands of God and began to do what he thought was right instead of what God's word said was right. And so there, he began to seek to destroy David. At first, Jonathan did not believe that, but it became evident to the point where David had to leave the presence of Saul. There were people that he encountered along the way that ended up dying, even though they had no part in the David and Saul conflict. They were collateral damage. And then Saul began to pursue David. In 1 Samuel chapter 24, he is pursuing David because he thinks that he is trapped in a city. And he begins to pursue him. And Saul and his men are hiding in a cave in the wilderness of En-Gedi. And while they are hiding in there, Saul happens to come in to the cave himself. He comes in all by himself. And while he is in there, David cuts off the corner of his robe, and Saul is unaware of it and goes back out. And once he's at a safe distance, David says, you know, he was overcome with remorse. And as a result of that, he cries out to Saul and repents and lets him know, you know, I don't know why you're pursuing me. And I don't know if you've ever had anybody that was seeking to do you harm, but the point of this message that I'm going to get to today is, even in situations like that, you and I have to remain faithful. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, which is faithfulness, and it is faithfulness in good times. It is faithfulness in challenging times. It is faithful when you are at ease. It is faithful when the enemy attacks. It is being faithful when you're young, and being faithful when you are old. And there is a reason why David continually sought out the well-being of Saul, and that is because he recognized that he was the Lord's anointed. And so today, I know that we have people who listen to this broadcast that you're from all across the spectrum in Brevard County, from south to north, and there are some who listen that are Assemblies of God and some that aren't. My daughters were out shopping over the Thanksgiving weekend, and they ran into someone and they said, hey, we listened to your dad on the radio. And, you know, so I know that there are a large number of people. Not everybody who listens to this comes to Merit Assembly of God. I would say that probably a vast majority, a huge majority, do not come to Merit Assembly of God. So today, I want to talk to you about being faithful to the leadership that God has placed in your church. This is not a self-serving thing. This is a teaching. This is an encouragement to evaluate your faithfulness and make sure that you are not guilty, because the enemy is constantly trying to introduce unfaithfulness into our lives. I don't drink a lot of coffee. It's not one of my favorite drinks. I have maybe two cups a week. That's all that I have. And recently I had a cup of coffee, and I would say it was 99.9%, actually probably 99.99%, exactly the way that I wanted it to be. But in the brewing process, one of the little bitty coffee grounds managed to slip through the filtration system and made its way into my coffee cup. And I could tell that it was there because it was floating on the top. I have a tendency to look down to make sure that there's nothing in my cup that's not supposed to be there. And I looked there, and I want you to know that I didn't just automatically start drinking that. What I did was I put a plan in place, and I began to look for the most efficient strategies that I could employ to get that coffee ground out of my cup. It probably wouldn't have hurt me if I drank it, but it needed to come out. And that's the importance of unfaithfulness. You and I, whenever we see even the least little area of unfaithfulness, I pray that you and I will have a desire and a longing to get that out of our life. David was very faithful at this point in time, but even though he spared Saul's life, Saul again pursued him, and we find that pursuit in chapter 26, 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse number 15. That's where I'm going to begin reading right now. Verse number 15. So David said to Abner — Abner was the head of the military forces, he was head of security. So David said to Abner, "Are you not a man, and who is like you in Israel? Why then have you not guarded your lord the king? For one of the people came in to destroy your lord the king. This thing that you have done is not good. As the Lord lives, you deserve to die because you have not guarded your master," listen to this, "the Lord's anointed. And now see where the king's spear is and the jug of water that was by his head." David and Abishai had snuck into the camp, and they had taken his spear and jug of water. Abishai wanted to strike him down, and David said, "No, that is not the way to accomplish God's purposes." Verse number 17. Then Saul knew David's voice and said, "Is that your voice, my son David?" David said, "It is my voice, my lord, O king." And he said, "Why does my lord pursue his servant? For what have I done, or what evil is in my hand? Now therefore, please let my lord the king hear the words of his servant. If the Lord has stirred you up against me, let him accept an offering. But if it is the children of men, may they be cursed before the Lord, for they have driven me out this day from sharing in the inheritance of the Lord, saying, 'Go serve other gods.'" I'm just going to interject here just a moment. There's a third option there, and that was that the devil was stirring up Saul, and that was what was causing him to lash out against David. Back to the reading, verse number 20. "So now do not let my blood fall to the earth before the face of the Lord, for the king of Israel has come out to seek a flea as when one hunts a partridge in the mountains." Then Saul said, "I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will harm you no more, because my life was precious in your eyes this day. Indeed, I have played the fool and erred exceedingly." And David answered and said, "Here is the king's spear. Let one of the young men come over and get it. May the Lord repay every man for his righteousness and his faithfulness, for the Lord delivered you into my hand today. But I would not stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed. And indeed, as your life was valued much this day in my eyes, so let my life be valued much in the eyes of the Lord, and let him deliver me out of all tribulation." Then Saul said to David, "May you be blessed, my son David. You shall both do great things and also still prevail." So David went on his way, and Saul returned to his place. So here David is. David has treated the people of Israel at this point in time. They're all one nation. The kingdom has not been divided into Israel and Judah yet. And David has been faithful to them. He's come and he's rescued them when they were under attack. And yet Saul is still pursuing him with one goal in mind, and that was to take David out. Because David had an anointing from God upon him. And David was not insisting on upping the timeline. He was waiting patiently for God to bring about the fulfillment of that anointing to be king over Israel that Samuel had anointed him for earlier in his life. He's waiting for God's timing. Out of all of the kings that you read about in the scriptures, there are and prophets for that matter, there are two people who receive an anointing and they wait for that anointing to be fulfilled in proper time. The one is Elisha when he was anointed to succeed Elijah. And there are many people who believe that Elisha, who began his ministry faithfully washing the hands of Elijah, he was a hand washer. So don't tell me that there is anything in the church that is too small for you to do. God is looking for people who will be faithful in small things so that when they are entrusted with greater things, they will still be faithful that. You cannot be unfaithful in the foundational activities of life and expect that you are going to be faithful with the larger things in life. So there was Elisha and there was David. If you look in Israel, every time there was a king that was anointed to replace another king, immediately he reached out and attacked and destroyed the other person's family. There was no waiting for that person to be removed from the scene by God. Everyone acted in their own time frame, and so they each one had a very short tenure. I mean, if you got three generations on the throne under that type of mindset, that was considered a long lifespan. Israel never had a good king. They never had a king that did what was right in God's eyes. They never had a king, even though there were more people, they were more populated, their economy boomed at times, but spiritually they floundered. They never had a king that served God faithfully in the 10 northern tribes. So David is here, and Saul is still trying to kill him, and he says, I am not going to lay my hands on God's anointed. And I will just encourage you to do this. If you want people to watch out for you who are under your authority, you need to be a person who does the same thing for those in authority over you. In the assemblies of God, every person, even the general superintendent of the assemblies of God, has accountability. They have people that they answer to. And so I encourage you, do not be a person who attacks those in authority over them. Do not be a person that undermines them. Recognize that person, even if they are flawed. Saul was a horribly flawed individual who is actually seeking the destruction of David. And David said, I'm going to be faithful to the Lord who anointed you, because I'm going to want the Lord to be faithful to me because he's anointed me. And so David confronts Saul from a safe distance, and he says, have you evaluated, have you looked at the things that are agitating you, that are stirring things up in your life, that are causing you to attack me? If it's God, I will offer him an offering. I will offer him a sacrifice. I will make things right between me and God. If it is people that is doing that are doing this thing, may they be cursed, because this day they are depriving me of my share in the inheritance of the Lord. And so let me just say this. Now we're blessed with a wonderful church this week. I'm going to be celebrating our 25th anniversary. It was the second Sunday of December in 1992 that my wife and I became pastors of Merit Assembly of God. So we're looking forward to whatever celebration they've got, but we have an inheritance from God. I don't want to be a person that drives anyone away from their inheritance from God. I don't want to be that stumbling block with their relationship with God. And David said, look, people that do that, they're cursed. They're not blessed. I told you the third option is that the devil was doing that, and I believe that that was the ultimate source. But as David is crying out to Saul and saying, you know what? I have been faithful to you. Saul comes to this realization, and he said, indeed, I have played the fool and erred exceedingly. It was David's faithfulness that brought to Saul's attention the fact that Saul was the one who was not living in wisdom, but in foolishness. It was David's faithfulness and his mercy that he showed to Saul that caused Saul to realize that he was the one who was making the mistake. And I pray for the listeners of this radio broadcast that this Christmas season you will experience your share in the inheritance of the children of God. I also pray that if there's anything in our lives that we are embracing foolishness instead of wisdom, that those things will be abandoned. That if there's anything that we have erred in, sinned in, missed the mark in, that God in his mercy will show us a better way. David goes on in verse number 22, and he says, and David answered and said, here's the king's spear. Let one of the young men come over and get it. May the Lord repay every man for his righteousness and his faithfulness. There is no greater title or decree that God is going to pronounce over us as we enter eternity than this. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. What if I told you that the ultimate goal is not to get people to compensate you for your faithfulness and for your righteousness, but that David said, may the Lord do that. I want God to do that. I want God to create in me a heart of righteousness, a life of faithfulness, and that God will repay every man for his faithfulness. That's what I want you to see today. That being faithful to God and faithful to those people that God has entrusted into your life, that you would realize that whenever you exhibit faithfulness, God's going to repay you for that. He is going to bless you for that. David said this, I would not stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed. And indeed, as your life was valued much this day in my life, so let my life be valued much in the eyes of the Lord, and let him deliver me out of all tribulation. So let me just share a bit from a pastor's heart. There are a million critics. That's hyperbole. There are numbers and numbers of critics of your pastor, and I don't even know your pastor. I might know your pastor, but I don't know who your pastor is. Pastoring is one of those jobs, and I'm not sharing this from a self-seeking thing. I'm sharing this with you out of the heart as your radio pastor here. There are a lot of people who are under the impression that they know how to do your pastor's job better than your pastor does, even though they may not have ever read the Bible. They still know how to do your pastor's job in their minds better than he does. There are people who have never put together a sermon who know how to preach better than your pastor. There are people who can't lead themselves out of a wet paper bag, but they know how to lead better than your pastor. There are people who do not know how to manage money, but they know how to manage the church resources better than your pastor. You may not have any idea that all of those sorts of things take place. What I'm trying to get across today is don't be part of that sort of foolishness. Be a person who protects the anointed of the Lord, because the anointing, look in Psalm 133. You hear this in, in political rhetoric about economic policy. But I will tell you this, in a spiritual dynamic, Psalm 133 makes it clear that the anointing of the Lord is a trickle-down effect. It comes down upon the head, and it goes all the way down to the bottoms of the garments. And so you want your pastor operating in the anointing of God. Value your pastor. Bless your pastor. And then David says this, "And indeed, as I have valued that person's life, may the Lord value my life that much in his own eyes." And so I will tell you this, being faithful in whatever level that you are involved in, God's going to make sure that the harvest, if you sow faithfulness, you are going to reap faithfulness. And it says this, "Let him deliver me out of all tribulation." Listen to what Saul said. And by the way, as far as I can tell, there is no more pursuit of David after this. I could be wrong in that, but in the research that I've done, I cannot find that David was pursued by Saul for his own destruction after this. Listen to what Saul says to David, because he was faithful not to destroy Saul, not just once, but twice when it was in his power to do it. Then Saul said to David, "May you be blessed, my son David. You shall both do great things and also still prevail." To those of you who are living in faithfulness today, and maybe you've had the power to do others harm who were seeking to destroy you, I want to encourage you, don't be that type of vindictive person. Don't be the type of person that retaliates, but instead you be faithful. And if that's you, I have a blessing to pronounce over you today, and that is this: may you be blessed, child of the Most High God. Do great things. You will do great things, and you will prevail. Being faithful sets you up for success. Being faithful sets you up for blessing. Being faithful sets you up to accomplish great things for God. I pray today that you will be found faithful in all that God has called you to do, and that you will be faithful to those that God has set up as instructors in your life, whether it is to teach you things to do or teach you things not to do. Be faithful and God will bless you. If you get a chance to come out Sunday, we would love to hang out with you and have you be a part of our celebration. That'll be coming up Sunday morning after our 10:30 service. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."